702 and Cape Talk.
The Midday Report.
5 minutes before 1 o'clock. You're still with the Midday Report on Radio 702 and Cape Talk. My name is Clement Manyatela. So a lot has been happening since Donald Trump took office, be it the controversial policies he's been implementing. And how can we forget the tweets? Just yesterday, he paid tribute to Aretha Franklin, opening that tribute with, quote, "I knew her well. She worked for me on numerous occasions." And just the other day, he called his black former aide, Omarosa Manigault Newman, a dog. And then the White House comes out and defends him. But then again, what's new? Let's speak to Professor John Strimlow, who is the Professor of International Relations at VETS. Good afternoon to you, Prof. Is this Omarosa's story? And even the way Donald Trump paid tribute to Aretha Franklin, saying that she has worked for him, a case of racism or Trump simply being Trump?
Well, Trump is being Trump, but he is an opportunistic racist, I think it's safe to say. He likes black people who like him and admire him and flatter him. And when they turn on him, just as when whites turn on him, he goes after them. The problem, however, is that what he did to Barack Obama by this lie over the birther in Kenya and that Barack Obama was not a legitimate president speaks to a deeper appeal to racist tendencies in American society for which Donald Trump has to be condemned. And his opportunistic racism is manifest that he doesn't say racist things in private, according to people who know him, but he acts in ways that are extremely denigrating to democracy and to other human beings.
And I suppose the problem here becomes when even the White House comes out to defend him. And I want us to reflect now on the White House and its dignity, because as I say, it always defends Donald Trump. Even the other day they said by calling Omarosa a dog, Trump was not being racist. What's left of the White House dignity?
Well, the White House dignity is in shambles, as you rightly imply. And he has demeaned the office, and he has demeaned the legal institutions which support the democracy in a way to try to keep himself out of jail, frankly, because he is likely to be, if not an indicted co-conspirator, identified as having colluded with the Russians in the last election and probably obligated to them for some financial fraudulent dealings back when he was trying to dig himself out of his debt and finance his golf courses and his hotel purchases. So there's a lot going on here that may be reminiscent of the darker side of African politics. We've gone through some of these problems in this country during the Zuma years. It is true that he has cast shame on the White House. And the question is, will the voters, because the electoral process has still got some integrity, will they throw him out of office?
Yeah, look, thank you so much for that, Professor of International Relations at VETS, Prof. John Strimlow, of course, speaking to us about Donald Trump. And I think perhaps in the future we must also have a discussion contrasting Barack Obama and Trump's administrations and looking at their social media etiquette. I really appreciate your time, Professor Strimlow, there.